This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
It's true, I'm a sucker for you.
They are performing at the Oakland Arena on December 12th, and we will have tickets all week. And you can listen to Jane all week at 4 o'clock, because she'll have chances to win, too.
Jane!
Yep.
I love that Jane.
Yeah. What's not to love? She's fascinating.
Yeah, she is.
That sounds like a stalker.
Who, this guy?
The dark, yeah.
You know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
I knew those Jonas Brothers were trouble. That's who this is, right?
Yeah. I'm a sucker for you. Anyway, all week we'll have tickets. Jane will have tickets. And ultimately, you'll have tickets. Call now 800-400-3697. Nicole's getting the phones right
Man,
now.
Man, I know that feeling. The sucker for you thing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The girl that's just got your number and you're like, exactly. Oh, please don't ever come around me.
Leave me alone, because otherwise I'm going to just be obsessed.
Well, I used to buckle.
Sure.
I would buckle and I would be so steeled to not. But I also used to drink. And so as soon as I'd be like a couple in
Here
and
comes
then this
Dancy.
Person. But that's one of them, I'm sure.
I'm a sucker girl. For you.
The Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. Oh, there's a new episode today going up at RadioAlice.com. I'm going to start with David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
Yeah, Poppy, man, this is crazy.
I know. It is crazy. He's a Dominican Republic guy.
Yeah.
And so he
From
played for 20 years and mostly for the Red Sox.
And he's a big deal in Boston.
Oh, he's a huge deal.
A big part of...
of their success.
Their success, and
they finally
also...
finally got some World Series under their belts. So David Ortiz is from the Dominican Republic, and he was hanging out at a club in San Domingo, last night.
I want to say, I don't know what year it was, and I know you're trying to do story, but
it's us, Ben.
After what happened in Boston, he was a big part. Like, his speech is famous.
Oh, what did he say?
And
I don't know.
Boston Strong and all that. It was a big deal.
You talking about after the marathon, the bombing?
Yes. Mm. He was, and he cussed. He was passionate, and he's someone that a uniting point for Boston. So he's I imagine Boston's a very attentive to this situation and the Dominican Republic.
Right.
As he,
I don't know if he lives there. I mean, he's from there. I don't know if he went back there and lives there, but
yeah.
He must.
He lives there. Sure, yeah.
He probably has family
home,
there,
right?
He said the quote is, "This is our bleeping city."
Mm. Yeah,
Boston Strong.
Yeah. He's just, I've seen the video a bunch of times. He's a big deal in Boston. Right. And
big
a big
poppy.
Deal probably in the Dominican Republic. A guy who comes from there and made it. Didn't just make it.
Top of the heat.
Right.
Yeah.
Climbed to the top of the mountain. So David Ortiz, who we're just talking about, he was shot yesterday in the Dominican Republic. There's a bunch of conflicting reports, but here's the basic take on what went down.
And actually, Sarah, now there's just released video.
Oh, my God. There's video
what?
Of this?
Video. Surveillance from inside the bar restaurant.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if Bryn could pull it up there. It's on TMZ, probably the second story.
So it sounds like he exited the club, because this happened outside this club. But I guess he was hanging out there. Guy gets off a motorcycle and shoots him, right? It's not... saying it's in the club?
I had to run out, so... Bryn, if you could find that.
I heard it was outside the
That's
club.
That's what I had heard, too.
He's sitting there. He's sitting at the bar
eating. Oh, maybe there's like
and someone comes up behind him.
So it's
and
a
so
patio.
Maybe... Okay.
Oh, right.
Oh.
It's got to be.
Well, Dominican Republic, listen, we had a hot weekend. I'll bet it's hot down there
every
a
day.
Lot,
all
right.
Day. Yeah.
It's the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So he's hanging out there. A guy pulls up, gets off his motorcycle, and shoots him at nearly point blank range. Right in the so he gets shot in the back. It exits through his stomach. Doesn't hit anything vital, apparently, other than the fact that like all your guts are in there. They say a gut shot. What's that?
He's vital.
Yes.
Other than it hit him.
Right.
Which, you know, I mean, that could be
They're
considered vital.
They're expecting him to live, though.
No, I know. I knew what you meant. And as I read the story, I thought, that is incredible that you get shot in the back and that you're not paralyzed.
I know. Yeah. Like, obviously, it didn't hit his spine. It just went through, you know, his guts. Which is a problem. You know, your guts are pretty important.
Sure.
You need those to...
Internal bleeding will kill you just as fast.
God.
Slowly, but to also kill you.
Sure. And they say it's so, so painful.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets rushed to the hospital. Allegedly, he told the ER doctor, please don't let me die. I'm a good man. He had surgery. They're saying it didn't hit any major organs, so I guess it's just whatever intestinal repair they have to do. David's father, Leo, told reporters he's currently resting. He's expected to make a full recovery. At least one person allegedly responsible. That's how I truncate those two words. Has been arrested. The police aren't talking motive. One officer denied earlier reports that it was an attempted robbery. It's unclear if the man was acting alone. The gunman was caught and beaten by a crowd of people at the bar. They went after this guy. Like, oh no, you didn't. Police are waiting for the man to receive medical treatment before they can question him. It's also not 100% clear whether or not David Ortiz was the actual target, because some people are saying it was a hit. Other people are saying it was completely random. He was shot at very close range, though, and the guy got off his bike and went right up to him. Two other people were injured. Sounds like they're going to be okay, too.
Yeah, there's a guy, like, grabbing his face.
It's hard to say if it's outdoor. I think it is a patio.
It's black
though.
And white.
Yeah, it's black and white. You can't really tell the environment.
I have to, and I don't know a lot about guns. I have to assume it was a small caliber.
Right.
He was shot at close range.
And it didn't and just it blow didn't, the front of him out.
Right. Yikes.
Anyway, horrible news, and best wishes to Big Poppy. Let me see.
That's a shooter. That's Ortiz. Wait, right there, actually.
Oh my God! He's like
so. He holds his belly right there because that's what it went straight through him.
And the bullet hit the other guy too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrrible. Well, you can watch that, if you want.
What is going on in the DR, man? All these things are happening.
People are
disappearing. People are dying.
In this case, I think one of the problems is he goes home and he's not just rich, he's.
He could buy that whole island, no doubt.
I think I saw he's worth $45 million.
Yeah, I mean, he's super rich.
Yeah.
And that is that's a third world country,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm wrong, let me know, but I think.
So
yikes.
It looks like coming back to TV is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Mm-hmm. With
Was
John
that Foxworthy?
Cena.
Foxworthy's out?
Yeah.
I don't know
it's
how long that's been
It's a whole revamp. So it's on Nickelodeon tonight at 7 o'clock. John Cena is the new host. So Yuzi has given me a list of questions for, and apparently these are questions from the original
Past
show.
Questions, yeah.
She didn't give me any answers. So we're both in this, Vinny. First grade math, they just start. They go through right up to fifth grade, so I guess they get harder. And I have to say, I don't know the answers to all of these.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say. First grade math. This one's easy. What's 8 times 8?
64.
Are
you asking me?
I am.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want you to ask me.
No, I'm asking the whole room because I don't have the answers in front of me either. Yuzi's going to confirm.
Would you have gotten 8 times 8?
Yes. Why don't both guess? Write your
64.
Answers down.
No, no, no. We're just going to say our
Would you have gotten 8 times 8?
Yes.
Yeah, it's first grade.
Okay.
All right, now we move on to second grade geometry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I have multiple choice if you don't want to just shout out your answer.
Yeah, give multiple choice.
Second grade geometry. A cube is what shape? Oval, circle, square, hexagon, octagon, pentagon.
Are you waiting on me? I thought everybody's
supposed
to shout.
I'm going to say square, too.
Yeah, of course it's a square.
Is there another name for something with six sides? Like a dice? A die?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Say it again.
It's got to be a cube.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's got to be square.
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah. Square. Oh, thank God. Okay. True or false? Zebras, this is third grade animal science.
Oh, man.
True, I know. True or false? Zebras are often found in Botswana. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true, too.
Yeah, why not? I'll go true.
True.
Oh, thank God. Oh, phew. Three job, right.
I mean, I have no reason to doubt you, right? You'd have to know something to be like, no, zebras are don't go to Botswana because.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, yeah, sure.
Better off guessing yes.
It's good there true. As anywhere else, right?
Right. Yeah. Sounds like a place there would be zebras. Fourth grade literature.
All right.
Pilgrim's Progress was written by what author?
Oh, you got me.
Charles Dickens, Mark Twain, John Bunyan, or J.R.R. Tolkien? I'm going to guess Dickens. Only because I think John Bunyan's a fictional character. J.R.R. Tolkien is the Lord of the Rings guy. And Mark Twain, he's known for Tom Sawyer, but maybe he did. Anybody else?
What year?
Oh, it doesn't. This is fourth grade. It doesn't say what year. Fourth grade literature. Pilgrim's Progress was written by what author?
Oh, all right.
Dickens, Twain, all Paul right. Bunyan.
Sure, I'll go with you.
Or John. Oh, I'm sorry. John Bunyan. It could be that because Paul Bunyan is the guy I'm thinking of.
You were thinking of Paul Bunyan.
Let's go with John Bunyan.
All right.
No, I'm going to stick with.
I'm going to go with Twain.
Oh, Twain? So you're saying Dickens. I'm saying Bunyan. You're saying Twain.
Bunyan.
Oh! Thank God I changed.
I know I didn't know how
but
to
But meanwhile,
it.
We're not looking these answers up.
No, she's got
she the answers.
She has. She's confirming right. or whatever. Second grade history. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, and it's just open?
No. 54, 55, 56, 57, or 60. I'll say 55. I just don't know.
Yeah, I didn't even know this one.
Give me the choices.
54, 55, 56, 57, or 60. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
I'm going to go 57, Bob.
Damn it.
Bryn?
60.
60, Sarah, would you say?
I said 55.
It's 56.
Oh, so none of us got it.
No.
Oh, of course we didn't. Okay, third grade American geography. Which of the following is not one of the states of the four corners? This is where the four states
all
join.
Oh, I know this.
All right. Which one is not in this? Utah, Colorado, or Nevada?
Nevada. Nevada, not Nevada.
Whatever. Nevada.
Sorry, I'm from the East Coast.
What'd you say, Sarah?
Jeez, he's saying it so. I'm going to say Colorado isn't.
Colorado's for sure.
Absolutely oh, it is.
For
sure. It is yes.
I've been there. I've stood on all four. I don't even know which ones are in it.
So it's Vinny and Brain are correct.
Nevada. All right. And finally, we'll do this fifth grade government. If both the president and vice president die, who is next in command?
Oh, you should get this.
I think I know this one. It's that your choices are Speaker of the House, Senate Majority Leader, Senate Minority Leader, or the President's spouse. I'll go Speaker of the House.
Yeah, Speaker. You know, it's trippy.
Speaker of the House.
Speaker is correct.
Christina started watching The Designated Survivor.
Oh, yeah?
And it's actually why I quit reading the Jack Ryan books, because there's a point where he's in a specific job in this line of succession for presidency. And he just happens to not be, or he's not at the meeting when this place is bombed. Spoiler alert, it's like the 20th Jack Ryan book or whatever. But and he becomes president. And I'm like, okay, Jack Ryan for president now. I'm over it. I'm out of here. Oh. I didn't even finish the book.
He just gave up.
But there Forget is that. Very specifically a person kept away from
the giant meetings.
A group right. to take the job if
all the other people croak.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's coming back to TV. Embarrassed to have gotten most of those wrong. Are you going to report on the Six Flags thing?
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So Six Flags Magic Mountains. It's a theme park. It's down south, Santa Clarita, I think. Yesterday, listen, there's wildfires happening right now, and it's
all around us.
Yes, all around us. So there they are, these people who are at the just riding up the top of the roller coaster, you know, on the slow click, 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 click to the top. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, my God, there's a huge fire right there. And they're taking video of this. There's do a search. You can find it. I guess, is it the adjacent lot? I'm not sure. The mountain surrounding Magic Mountain. There was a huge fire. And at first they started evacuating the park. And then they were like, the exit roads are closed. Hunker down. and made them stay at the park. Mm. So everyone's okay. But that was a nightmare situation yesterday. There are people, there's film everywhere. They're saying shortly afterward, the exits were reopened. People started to flee en masse.
You've been to Magic Mountain?
I have been by it, and we meant to stop, and I think we decided just to power through and get home. My kid loves theme parks so much, the younger one, and he really wanted to go, but we were all so tired from a weekend.
I've been once, and that place is the one with the roller coaster. That's the most serious roller coasters that I've encountered, the ones where they're truly trying to make you just...
lose it.
Turn into a puddle in your little... shoulder harness or seatbelt or whatever. Just the ones where you're shrinking to the floor.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Mommy.
You know when you're like
yes,
pushing on your stomach, pushing back on your stomach to like not hurl? Like that's what that. Colossus is one, I think.
Yeah, they have a couple famous big ones.
Yeah, I haven't been there since we were kids. But...
Oh.
I thought it was like in Valencia.
It is in Valencia.
They're saying Santa Clarita here.
Oh, well. Mm.
Maybe the county.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. Bryn found the picture. It's really burning, and it's really close.
Yeah, it's right there. Anyway, yeah, so the smoke was a problem, and they were trying to get people out, and that turned into a problem. Back in safer spaces, The Secret Life of Pets 2 made $48 million and won the box office over the weekend. Dark Phoenix came in second with $33 million. Both of them underperformed the predictions.
They're calling the Dark Phoenix the worst of all of the X movies.
Right. It had the worst opening weekend of any movie in the X-Men franchise. Secret Life of Pets 2 made less than half of the $104 million that the original movie made in its first weekend 3 years ago. Avengers Endgame made another $4.8 million in its seventh week out. It's definitely, I mean, it's slowing way down. But it is closing in on the global box office record held by Avatar. It's only about $57 million away, so it could potentially cross that.
I really want it to beat Avatar. Avatar is not even...
Oh, my God, Avatar is great.
It's not 10% of the movie.
Just stop it.
What do you like better? Be honest for once.
Which one? Avatar and what?
And Endgame. Avengers Endgame.
Oh, man, that's tough.
No, it's not tough at all.
It is. Avatar is a great movie.
It's different. I don't compare the two because I just, you know, Marvel
right,
Avengers.
Right, but they're being compared because one has the box office record
that's
of
true.
All time and
right.
The other is closing in on it.
Of all time.
Who do you want to be the best movie, top grossing movie?
Because
Avatar?
The Marvel thing's a whole, like, another series all on its own. And then the Avatar is like, I like the 3D and the effects and all that. I really love
that movie.
And the storyline, it's just different. Jesus. It's not comparable.
You're like a baby.
Different.
Go back.
I love them both, though.
So they're saying it could close in. I mean, it's only $57 million away from the global box office, but it looks like there's no chance that it will pass Star Wars The Force Awakens domestically. It would need another $112 million at the box office to do that, and I just don't know if it's going to get that. So the rest of the weekend, let's see. Secret Life of Pets, $48 million for number one. Dark Phoenix, number two, $33 million. Then Aladdin. Damn it. Then Aladdin, Godzilla, Rocket Man, Ma. I forget what that one was. I forget what that is, M-A. John Wick, Avengers Endgame, Detective Pikachu, and Booksmart. That's your top 10 movies. In the country at this
moment.
Didn't
we look up Ma last time? Oh, that's that thriller, Psycho. Remember the lady in the house
right.
with the kids?
Oh, right.
She invites them in.
I keep wanting to say Olivia, but it's
Octavia
Spencer.
Octavia Spencer, correct.
In an interview with Parade magazine, Sigourney Weaver revealed that she is going to be in the upcoming Ghostbusters 3 movie with Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. This will just be a cameo.
Okay, but didn't we have Ghostbusters 3?
We did. I guess they're not calling it that, the one with all girls. They're just not calling it that. I guess it has to be dudes to get a number. Okay. She said, it's going to be crazy working with the guys again. She didn't give any other details like how big their roles would be or any of that. On Saturday night, director Jason Reitman said that Sigourney, Bill, and Dan have read the script. Also Ernie Hudson, who's one of the original four Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. but he stopped short of saying that the movie will feature a full reunion of the living cast members. Harold Ramis, who played one of the four, died in 2014.
He did?
Yeah.
So young.
I know. Jason Reitman is the son of Ivan Reitman, who directed the first two movies, and this new movie will be a continuation of those. Bill, Dan, Ernie, and Annie Potts also had cameos in the 2016 all-female Ghostbusters reboot, which they didn't call Ghostbusters 3. This apparently is the official Ghostbusters 3. So there's that. And that is all we have time for in the 7 o'clock trash. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Troubles at the California lottery.
Oh, no.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. Oh, thank goodness it's finally here. Getting really sick of that whole weekend thing. Whew. Get me back to work with my people. Coming up at 8 o'clock, an incredible announcement. It's crazy. It's like just totally unexpected. Like, this is happening.
Fun.
It's two big things. It's all wrapped up into one.
What does that mean?
Well, you'll find out at 8 o'clock. Do you have the whole list? Did you go through the whole thing? Good. It's pretty amazing. So, 8 o'clock, big announcement.
The Radio Alice Report.
Give me a hint.
It's big. And it's an
You already said that part. All right.
It's got to do with music. It's like another thing, but it's our own.
Oh.
Similar but different. don't try and guess. It's only a few.
I think
minutes.
I just got it.
What do you think it is? Say it.
Okay. Now and Zen is coming back to Golden Gate Park as a festival show starring all your favorite Alice artists. We've got them lined up from
solid guess.
The bands that began the station all the way to the newest edition.
Boy, that'd be something. Make
to Alice Music. Which I think is Louis Capaldi, right? I mean, who else could it be?
Who else could it be? All right.
Oh, he's going to be on a talk show tonight. Do you,
you
remember which one
is.
It was?
He is.
I highlighted it, but now I can't remember what it is.
I don't have it.
When do tickets go on sale for the new Now and Zen?
I have that info, but it's
all right.
Coming up at 8 o'clock.
Great.
It's not Now and Zen. Good guess, though. I'll tell you all about it.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft San Francisco. Celebrate Floracraft's red tag sale with 50% off the best brands of carpet, hardwood, appliances, and more. Go to floracrafthome.com. Now's the time, too, right?
All right.
Everybody's doing those, you know, projects you put off all winter.
Yeah. You do it when it gets hot out. Come on.
Floracrafthome.com.
Uh-huh, honey.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors play tonight, everyone. The Warriors. That's the only thing happening in the whole wide world at 6 p.m. tonight. Be there.
Should be a good game, eh?
It better be, eh?
Should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Sorry
about
the whole thing.
Right, we're in a must-win situation.
It looks to me like you need three in a row. Eh?
What we need is one tonight.
But
that's
then also
what we
two
no,
more.
The, right
First
now,
the one,
we're just
then
worried about
another one and one more
tonight.
Also. They may not come back home, eh?
Go Warriors.
We'd like to come back so we can cross that Golden Gate Bridge again.
Stupid.
Pretty bridge, eh?
Anyway, sweltering heat hit the Bay Area yesterday. Hot records broken. It was so hot. And they're expecting more today.
Yeah.
So be ready. A heat advisory is in place through Monday night. And it looks like similar high temps, 89 in Half Moon Bay, 92 here in the city. When it's 75 here in the city, it feels hot, like heat wave.
It's 75 right now, Vin.
Yeah, 90.
Right now.
92 is...
Well, the record, I think, for this day in history is 88 in San Francisco.
Oh,
so
is that
we're
right?
Gonna. Well, that's what they were saying on the morning show on Channel 2.
99 for Napa, 103 in Santa Rosa, and 105 for Concord and Livermore.
Oh, my God, that's too hot.
105.
It's too hot. Oh, 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 oh.
Did the California lottery staffers overspend like they won the lottery themselves?
Oh,
that's a question being put to Hugo Lopez, the director of the California State Lottery, who has resigned after an audit.
Oh.
Amid allegations his team members squandered funds and indulged in drunken behavior during all their business trips. The audit shows more than $300,000 worth of improper or questionable spending over the last 4 years.
So they were just all together having a party. Huh.
There's all kinds of expenses. Almost $17,000 on pens shaped like baseball bats. $14,000 on baseball hats.
So these are made up expenses to hide other things that they did. Because no one is spending $17,000 on baseball shaped pens.
Right.
Mm. Huh.
They also say $21,000 on gifts for staff.
Hmm.
Lopez stepped down on Friday, they say, nearly a year after a letter to then California Governor Jerry Brown charged that his lottery staffers had been seen in episodes of public drunkenness and other professional behavior during business trips. They say that Brown had been sent a photo showing a manager putting his head up a female staffer's skirt after a group of senior state lottery leaders visited a piano bar together in 2016.
Classy. Oh, boy. And Jerry Brown got to see this. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, this guy has stepped down and they're going to be, I think they're in trouble. Are they in trouble?
Sounds like it.
This is the, you know, I remember the lottery going through and we've talked about it a bunch of times. It was sold as a way to fund your schools.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which it turns out it wasn't. They offset the budget, the line item budget.
You get the lottery, and all the money raised will help fund schools.
No.
Okay.
It turns out that is such a scam.
Yeah. Burn. So a lot of us don't understand the sort of, I guess you'd call it influencer or Instagram culture.
Mm-hmm.
The people who live online, they put everything out there. Most of it staged, but
right.
For the purpose of
getting
their
followers.
That's it.
Right.
They do this because that's what they consider to be part of their job.
Well, and the more followers you have, the more money you get.
A bikini model is being slammed now online for posing for a staged photo with a full face of makeup to announce that she's in labor. You know, if you're at home and the moment comes and the missus says, it's happening. And you've got a go bag ready.
Yeah.
And then you say to her, are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's not run out the door until we know for sure.
Right.
Hold on.
So, but this lady.
Well, this lady in that moment of hold on had staged a full. Now I need this back, but I'm going to show you the photos okay. That she posted. She had staged everything. So she had all her makeup on and ready to go, and she had a sign ready for the photo she planned to take. And
she's awfully pretty.
She's gorgeous. She's a bikini model. She's one of those influencers.
I expected her to be in a bikini, but
no.
She's wearing a form-fitting white dress. Actually, it's two different things. Woohoo Mama is in labor. Baby is nearly here. They've got one of those. They're like a blackboard that has little divots in it that you can push the letters
poke
into.
Poke the letters into. Exactly right.
And so there they are posing at the front doors, and she's just looking fine. They got a little kid already. Yeah, that is...
Apparently,
so
dad's
for that,
T-shirt
huh?
matches mom's little dress there, too.
Oh, they
so
do. Don't they look
it's
marvelous?
It's very, very choreographed. It was planned.
Well, you know, you're just hanging out those last few days waiting for it to happen.
So here's the thing. First of all, these are the people who are following her that are flipping out on her. So I don't understand what the backlash is. You follow her. You're supposed to like her. Why aren't you into the fact that this is what she's up to?
Oh, that's pale blue. Sorry.
It's what she's always been up to.
Yeah. She just wants you to see her in all her glory.
Did they also she's Instagram Australian.
Oh, here we go. The first peek at the baby.
No.
Baby's crowning.
Apparently they didn't.
Down there.
In the picture of the smiling family.
Mama's episiotomy.
Right in the forefront of the photo there is the newborn's car seat occupied by a teddy bear.
Oh, cute.
Right next to the board that reads, Baby is nearly here. But she has over a million followers, and people started ripping her. This is bizarre and outlandish. You're in the throes of labor. You took time to set up a stage photo for Instagram when you're in labor.
Oh, they already set it up. Please, she just walked into the frame.
Right, exactly right. I mean, you are just sitting there. Those final days are just boring.
And uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, come on already. Get out.
So I'm doing the story because I do think there's a weird thing going on where you follow someone.
Right.
You've
almost too hate on them.
All of their photos leading up to this moment, and yet you're surprised by them that they're...
Right.
She's servicing you as a follower.
She wants you to not forget that she's in labor.
She thought you liked her and wanted to know every single thing.
Oops, I forgot I did.
Here's my bagel, and I'm...
And my baby
right now.
I'm going to show you how dilated I am in a second. You're going to love it.
Oh. Huh. It does. Never mind.
She posted another picture of after the birth saying she's not going to work out for a while. This is the before and after.
Wow, oh, look at that.
It's really.
So I think this time
good.
She went out of her way to not stage this one.
Well.
Looks good, man. She's foxy. That's a foxy lady right there.
You like that?
I do. Stone cold fox. She's beautiful.
Yeah, well.
I should follow her.
Her followers are turning on her.
Oh, the poor dear. Whatever will she do?
There's a debate raging, probably across the world, about whether the person in the middle seat on an airplane deserves both armrests. Since the people on the other sides at least have the one to themselves.
Right.
I just recently flew. That's a part of the reason why I did this story. And I wasn't in the middle seat because on Southwest, if you get in early enough, you get to choose your seat. And who would choose the middle? Nobody. I felt like such a douchebag because, of course, I'm walking up. I see a guy who's crammed himself by the window. And I'm like, are these taken? No. Okay. And I sit down on the outside, clearly showing the next person who comes by, you can have the middle or you can keep walking, but you're not getting the outside.
Right. This is the seat I've claimed.
Nobody
wants it. Absolutely. Who wants to be crammed between two strangers?
And so my experience to just finish the story is the lady who ends up in between us. As we're sitting there, you rub arms. There's no way around it. But every time she rubbed my arm, she flinched like, and I'm sitting there going like, it's okay. In my head, I'm like, I don't know why you're tripping. So you brushed me. Like,
well, she didn't want to give you the wrong idea.
Well, but
she hates contact.
But
with
her
people.
Flinching
maybe
was
the scary tattoos.
Me out. It's just like, what are you? So by the
you
third,
you look like you have cooties.
No, I don't.
But you look like you do.
I don't. By the third time, I'm finally like, and I'm thinking in my head, I don't want her to think I'm hashtag me tooing her or anything.
Right.
But I finally go. She like hits me again and goes, and I go, listen, it's okay, it's fine. We're in close quarters. It's all good. And that's all I said. Yeah. I just
what did she say?
Nothing. But she then, the next time she brushed me, she didn't flinch. So I'm hoping that put her at ease. I don't know.
Were you on the armrest? Maybe she was flinching.
I wasn't.
And, oh.
That's it.
She would touch you as she used the armrest.
Right.
I see.
I was actually just looking at my article and both arms, in fact, were
by your
pinned
side.
Against my ribs.
Lucky.
Lucky. It's only an hour flight,
right.
For crying out
loud. It's a
quick
one.
Anyway.
You go up, you come back down.
I would like to state here for the record, I think the person who sits for lack of a better word, B, should get both armrests.
I don't know.
You got, you're sitting hump. Come on.
I don't know. You don't deserve it.
That's like saying the person who sits B in the backseat of a car shouldn't get to put one foot on either side of the floorboard.
No, no. They both have to go up on the hump in the middle.
Oh.
That's where they belong.
Yeah,
you can't
mean,
take my well, right?
Mean
it's
lady.
My well. And don't touch me either. Just like crunch yourself into a ball.
Well, there you go, everyone. There's no winning.
No, there is no winning.
Johnny Rockets is a restaurant. I can't remember why
we
recently
about
talked
Johnny
about
Rockets.
It, but they just started a new milkshake that has an entire piece of cake on top.
Oh, sounds like a dream.
So if you ever thought a milkshake, this just isn't enough for me.
Yeah, I also need a piece of cake.
Crammed on the top of
it just stuck in? I like it. You got a picture of that? Let me have a look at that.
The cake is topped with whipped cream and sprinkles.
Oh, sounds delicious.
And the shake is also covered in M&Ms and sprinkles.
Oh, give it to me. God, that sounds good.
Depending on
who
you
are,
it's either the best dessert or death.
Yeah, well.
Hang on, let me bring it to you.
Yeah, let me have a look at that.
To the button on your pants.
I think Johnny Rockets was... It was like a combination of two words.
It had to do with the name, yeah. Right? Yeah, 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 it was
Johnny B. Good and Rocket Man.
Something. So it's a $10. You want to know what a $10 shake looks like? That's it.
$10, huh?
I'm not having that.
Oh, I'm having that. Look at that.
No, you're
is
not.
Didn't Johnny Rockets hear me? Like, the piece of cake is so big you can't even get at the shake underneath. And how are they encrusting the... Oh, is that stuck on the ice cream underneath? Oh, this looks amazing.
That looks like it's stuck on the
you're not into
cup.
That.
That's, it does look like it's on the cup,
yeah,
but that was
something
on the outside
my
of the
5-year-old
cup.
Would like. Rainbow sprinkles are for kids.
Call Jimmy's, Vin.
What?
Jimmy's.
Rainbow sprinkles?
Yeah. Just,
or Jimmy's? Sprinkles or Jimmy's, man.
What do you, man?
I've never heard this sprinkles thing you guys
yeah,
are
you have.
About.
It's sprinkles. A sprinkle.
It's sprinkles.
Jimmy's.
Jimmy's, man.
Where does
Jimmy's
that come
man.
From?
Hey,
that,
man.
I don't know. I never heard sprinkles until I left, like, New England. I'm like, what are you talking about? Put some Jimmy's on that. They go, what do you mean, sprinkles? I'm like, no, I mean Jimmy's.
Man.
That looks delicious.
Well, you're in California now, so get
yeah.
used to it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
It's not like you're new here.
Can't do it.
Jimmy's man. Hey,
Jimmy's
so
on
what
that,
is
man.
A Jimmy's? What does it mean?
Jimmy's is it's the little
I understand, but a sprinkle, it's clear. Why you call it a Jimmy?
Oh, chocolate Jimmies or rainbow Jimmies.
We call those a condom.
Yeah, that's a
Jimmy.
Condom.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
never heard of that. I never heard it called a Jimmy.
A condom?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
Liar.
I swear to you, I've never heard it called a Jimmy.
Wicked liar right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Man.
Yeah, man. Called a Jimmy. Don't call it any dumb name. Call it a Jimmy.
What in the heck? Called a Jimmy.
Whatever the name is, I'm taking one of those. I would love one of those.
That
looks delicious. Right. I think I want to dump it out into a bowl, though. That looks very messy.
Uh-huh.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Please.
We beg you. It's important to us.
Was just at Magic Mountain 10 days ago on my way back to Arizona from my vacation at my former home in Oakland.
Oh.
Oh, you're a Zony now. That's too bad. They've ruined Colossus.
How?
Wrecked my kid, and she refused to do any other roller coasters after. I don't know what they did to it. I want to say I went in the 80s to Magic Mountain, and Colossus might have been just opened. I think it was the brand new biggest.
Probably why you went there,
the
right?
coaster that will kill you. The newest coaster to kill you. And we went, and I haven't been since.
Yeah, I don't know how they would have changed it. Maybe she means that she went on Colossus, and then she was like, forget it, I'm never going on another roller coaster. That was terrifying.
That's got to be it.
Right.
My kid wouldn't go back on the Matterhorn.
No.
Which, by the way, is...
It's so... There's no drops even in
it. It's not
it
even...
It just goes around in a circle right. down a corkscrew.
The scariest thing is the sound of the Yeti going... Rah! That's the scariest part. Let's see.
Funny that they have the Matterhorn. Like, it's not really attached to any kind of movie or anything. Everything
I
in that
feel
place
like
is
that's
now.
Things not long for this world.
Right. Well, you said they'd updated it a little.
Yeah, but I still feel like it's not.
They're
going to
come out with a movie. It'll be like, you know, Heidi, Princess of the Alps or something. A new Disney princess. And then
they're running out of space, and they're acquiring more.
It's in the old section. I mean, it's definitely in that sort of.
It's near the teacups. Mm. I think all that stuff is not long for this world, as they've bought the Marvel world and the Star Wars worlds.
Yep. They need to theme it all out.
My favorite fade at a party is, I'll be right back.
Oh. Benny says, oh, I'm going to go get a Pepsi.
I'm going to go get a Pepsi. And everyone thought that meant she was going to do some cocaine. So you got to be careful with that one.
Yeah, it turns out that has more than just, I'm going to leave in Vinny style.
I can't believe.
A Vinny style departure.
I'll really explain to her what that was, Vinny.
I can't believe that you wrote that and everyone looked it up on Urban Dictionary. Like, huh. I don't know what that means.
Oh well, at least you wrote Vinny will know what I'm talking about.
I'm
going
to have to straighten everyone out at your wedding, Vin.
You're straightening everybody out right now.
They'll all be coming up to you going, hey, you want to go get a Pepsi?
You want a bump?
Do you?
No.
You'd be like, that is not what I meant.
When's the last time, honestly, don't lie to us.
I can lie if I want.
When's the last time you did cocaine?
A long time ago.
Yeah, I'm going with that answer,
I probably... I think I probably smoked some weed or someone's vape pen.
I thought she was going to say she smoked some coke.
No. Smoked someone's vape pen like a couple months ago.
Oh. You're saying that's the last time you did anything besides drink?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much a drinker.
When's the last time you did some cocaine?
Oh, a long time ago, Finny. Long, long time ago.
Oh, my God. 40, you're saying it
40
like...
years. I'm saying the same answer she said. You didn't question her.
I am questioning her. But she didn't like it like you liked it.
Oh, my God. I still love it.
Right.
It was the best.
Yeah, I get sick.
So it's been a couple weeks?
You get sick from it? Yeah, like a couple weeks.
My throat closes up. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's just the numb feeling.
No, it's something else.
Some people live for that.
It's true.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hold on. Let's see. I've got the charts for this week. Polly Perrette. Is totally,
this is crazy.
It is crazy. She was the chick on NCIS for all those years,
Abby.
The goth chick. Man, she is saying that it's, you know, she's blaming Mark Harmon. It's a whole thing, and I'll tell you all about it after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.